I don't think you can teach the ignorant, but I don't believe it will be. So how do I know I'm not ignorant?
I don't understand your question. You don't? Can you be more clear?
You see, I don't think you can teach somebody to accept something. That person has to want to accept that thing, so that means you cannot teach ignorant.
I agree with you. Your question?
The question is, I don't believe it will be.
That's okay.
So how do I know I'm not ignorant?
How do you know you're not ignorant?
Yes.
What's your definition of ignorance?
No, that's my question too.
No, you have to be more clear on your question. What's your definition of ignorance?
See, an ignorant...
If you want me to explain, you have to explain. So what's your definition of ignorance, your definition?
An ignorant person does not know he's ignorant.
Very good. Very good. And your question is?
How do I know I'm not ignorant?
Because you're ignorant. If you don't know, that's already a sign you're ignorant. If you know, you're a Buddha. A Buddha knows everything. So if you're in question whether you know or not, that's a sign of ignorance. That's a sign. If you have any questions about any knowledge, we say in Tibetan, Tamche Sheva. Tamche Sheva means all-knowing or omniscience. If you have any blockage to omniscience or perception, any blockage to omniscience and perception, it means you have some level of ignorance. If you have no blockage to any perception, any knowledge, past, present, and future, it means you have omniscience. If you have omniscience, you don't have ignorance. If you have any question about lack of knowledge of any field, then you have some level or some type of ignorance. So how do you know you're ignorant? By not knowing whether you are or not. Very good question. Then explain. This is going to be fun. Man, it's going to be fun.
I was thinking about it in this example. Let's say someone is a racist.
Yeah.
And you tell him being a racist is wrong. You're being ignorant.
Yeah.
You can never change his point of view.
But what's your point? That's like me telling a tiger, don't eat people, it's bad for you. I'm not going to change his point. If they're at that level, I can't change the point. But you see, the thing is, when you teach, when you're patient, and when you help, when you assist people, they have an intelligence higher than an animal. Through patience and love, eventually you can give them knowledge where they can come out of ignorance. But the fact is, there are some people who will not. But if we never teach, no one comes out of ignorance. No one. So it's better to teach, and 1 out of 10 comes out of ignorance than 10 out of 10 stays in ignorance. So the point of the question here is not that. The question here is not that you can't change people's ignorance, I agree. But you can definitely give them knowledge that they can change their ignorance with time. So what's better, to teach and try or never? Example, in America, racism is very big against black people for 200 years. But now, no one there does it anymore. Because someone spoke up. So 200 years ago, I went along with the philosophy, I can't change your mind, I can't change your mind. Today, the black people will still be slaves in America. Cannot. Cannot. So by teaching, by explaining, with patience, with logic, you definitely can overcome someone's ignorance. Definitely.
Okay, this is a background example of what my question is.
Good.
My question is,
so what's your foreground example?
My problem is, I don't know whether I'm being ignorant or not in not believing in Buddhism. Just the same way.
You don't need to believe in Buddhism. I'm talking about ignorance alone. Let me make it clear. You don't need to believe in Buddhism. You need to understand the nature of an ignorant mind. The nature of an ignorant mind is one who is not sure whether one is ignorant or not. That is a clear indication one is ignorant.
So if I don't know, that means I'm ignorant.
Correct.
Okay,
not according that you have to be a Buddhist. It has nothing to do. Buddhism doesn't force you to accept. It gives you teachings to help you examine your mind. Once you examine your mind and you understand your mind, then you can go to the next level and actually apply meditative practices. So if you don't accept Buddhism and you don't like it or you don't find it good for you or suitable, it's okay. But definitely what I'm explaining to you is based on Buddhism, but you can accept. Logic. For now.
For now.
Come back. Come back and give me more questions. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Questions. That was very good. Questions. I got excited actually. I was palpitating. I like questions like that because look, this gentleman makes you think. You think in the middle of the temple we can't challenge a teacher and ask? He makes you think. This is not a church where you just accept some churches, not all. This is a Buddhist learning center. And I like that. That's what we do in the monasteries. After we learn from our teacher, we go to the debate courtyard. I didn't. We go to the debate courtyard and you debate 6 to 7 to 8 hours a day. One will take the non-Buddhist stance, one will take the Buddhist stance. They do 15 to 20 years of debate to make their mind very sharp, to look at it from all angles, not to accept by faith. So what this guy is doing is very good. That's what we do in Ganden Monastery. I wish you'd go there. You will be very happy, I promise you, to visit, to see how the monks debate. One takes on the against, one takes the for. And sometimes the against wins, sometimes the for wins. Why? It's not that Buddhism is wrong, it's that the person, whether they learn it or not. That is debate. You question back and forth. It's not to slap them down and say, hey, I'm the big Buddhist teacher, whatever I say, you gotta listen. No. This gentleman is correct. He asks, he debates, and he says, how? That's how we learn. That's exactly what we do in Ganden Monastery. Exactly. And many of you have visited, you saw yourself. So people come and say, I don't believe, I don't understand. And they ask, they say, no, I don't accept. It's fine. Why? You're not here to accept, you're here to learn. So you don't accept, no one will be offended. I won't be offended. Certainly not. So that's where the 6 parameters kick in. Patience, generosity and time, perseverance, effort. Then you debate. Debate is not argument. It's exactly what this gentleman and I just did, back and forth. That's excellent, excellent. I'm so excited. I am. I'm so tired of these questions. How many incense am I offering every morning? 1 or 3? No, this guy comes up and says, I don't believe you. How do I know I'm ignorant? Very good. Very good. That's how we learn. Very, very, very good. More! I'm not kidding, more! This is exactly in Ganden, more! I don't want a bunch of people sitting on the floor asking about incense. Please, more! More! If somebody's hair is shaved, halfway there. You never know, he might become a Buddha before us. Yeah, you never know why, because he thinks.